For practical purposes, another important issue, you know, most people, as you were saying, kind of group ribo and palbo and then abema, side effects, you know, neutropenia, GI, but there's also the issue of dosing, intermittent as opposed to continuous with abema. How do you view that, both theoretically? I've heard people say, I like the idea of continuous so the cells can't escape. Is it better for adherence? I know there's been a lot of work that's coming out of your group over the years on adherence. Any thoughts about the scheduling?
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about that. And I think most of the discussion, from my perspective, seems to originate with the pharmaceutical companies and less on the patient side. I don't really have any patients who complain about intermittent dosing, and I don't think we have definitive data that says continuous dosing is greater efficacy than intermittent. So, you know, perhaps I'm not so sold on that particular topic. I do think that ways to get drugs to patients quickly and at low cost is important. And I'm hopeful that some healthy competition in the marketplace will help ensure that all patients who should get this drug will have access to this class of medications.
Yeah, that's a really important point. Although I have been thinking not just about breast cancer, but there are other, you know, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, a lot of, you know, cancers now that require long-term novel therapy, you know, TKIs and lung cancer, et cetera. Again, because I always thought the work that was done on adherence in the adjuvant setting of breast cancer was so interesting, but I don't know that much about adherence in the metastatic setting. You would think maybe it wouldn't be a problem, but I don't know if it's been studied. I've heard people say that maybe adherence isn't a problem in metastatic setting, but maybe confusion is, that they're on so many meds, they get confused. Any thoughts about that?
You know, as part of many of our palbociclib studies, we do drug diaries and pill counts, and, you know, we watch this pretty closely, but I don't think that really reflects real life because those patients are being monitored in a way that's a little different than a non-clinical trial patient. I think many patients consider this almost like a chemotherapy, and they're pretty meticulous about taking it. I think, though, as the drugs continue to penetrate our marketplace and penetrate how we use them, we'll be able to gather some data, for example, from insurance databases and claims databases that will give us a little more of a real-life snapshot as to how adherent patients really are to the drugs.